Hello, family and friends, and welcome to the Emmanuel Pearlgate Daily Devotional for today. We pray that your spirit will be fed, so you will be able to go through the day with Jesus on your mind and the power of the Holy Spirit in your heart. Feel free to visit us at www.epbcsf.com to learn more about us and to virtually worship with us through our virtual video library. Enjoy today's devotional.
Week 26, Monday. Today's topic, created for worship. But the hour is coming, and now is, when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and truth. For the Father is seeking such to worship him. God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship in spirit and in truth. John chapter 4, verse 23 and 24. Jesus went out of his way to meet this woman at the well, to bring her a life-changing message. She was a sinful woman, and Jesus quickly directed their discussion to the details of her sin. But she tried to deflect the conversation to religious mantra. Jesus would have none of that. He immediately turned the discussion back to worship, true worship. You see, true worship is not about a place or a practice. True worship is about a love relationship with our Creator. And why should we love Him? Because He saves us from our sins. When we realize our guilt before a holy God, we can choose either despair or forgiveness. And by choosing forgiveness, we enter a permanent love relationship with our God. He becomes our Savior, and we His protected children. The truth alone gives us reason to worship. No other religious leader offers what Jesus does. Jesus embodies the fullness of God. Colossians chapter 2, verse 9. Jesus is the truth. John 14, 6. When we receive Him as Savior, His Spirit indwells within us. Romans 8, 9. Only then are we capable of worshiping Him in spirit and in truth. Jesus told the woman at the well this news, and she became His follower. Have you become one? If so, then worship Him today. Father, help me today to worship You in spirit and in truth. It is in the mighty and the matchless name of my loving Savior, Jesus Christ, that I pray. Amen.
Thank you for tuning in with us on today. We pray that you enjoy today's devotional and that it will be a blessing on your life. These devotionals are broadcast Monday through Saturday, so remember to tune in for our next devotional. For information, you can contact us at www.epbcsf.com. May God bless you and continue to keep you. Until next time, be blessed.